You're tuned in to the Thinking Power. Radio show. Giving voice to issues that matter to you. Featuring author, speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons.
Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We're glad to be back, guys, and we are calling this week's episode Behind the Camera with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 24-year-old Christian filmmaker, like you said. I have a wife. Her and I, we co-authored Almost Not Born book. Got three movies out on Tubi, as you read, you know. Grew up in the church, so that's where, you know, my love for making sure to preach the gospel through my films.
It's time for the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
For I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee. Baby, before you were even a twink or in your mother's eye, God knew who you were going to be. So you're not here by accident. You're not here by happenstance. You're not here by coincidence. But look at that neighbor and tell him, neighbor, I'm here on purpose.
A new episode of Thinking Out Loud radio show starts. August 7th, 2017, a new podcast was born.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the inaugural edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, where we're giving voice to issues that matter to you. I'm just so glad that you have tuned in to this radio show. I'm excited. I'm bursting right now. I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show was a platform to discuss current events and hot topics.
We're so happy and proud of the 2023 U.S. Open champion, 19-year-old Coco Gauff, who won her first U.S. Open, youngest since, I believe, Serena Williams to win the U.S. Open. So very happy and proud of this young African-American woman who is doing some phenomenal things on the tennis court.
Influential guest interviews.
Funnily enough, I never focused on it this way, but I was raised in a single parent home, by a single parent mostly, from 10 years old. And mother, on April 4th, 1968, which was a Thursday, dad was killed. On April 8th, 1968, mom went to Memphis and led a march that my father was supposed to have led. And we came back to Atlanta on the three older ones of us, that is my older sister Yolanda, who's deceased, my brother Dexter and I. Dexter's younger than I am, and Bernice is the youngest. The only three of us that are living today are myself, Dexter, and Bernice.
And to motivate and empower with weekly words of inspiration.
Our thought of the week is entitled Perilous Times. Thomas Paine, the famous writer, penned these words that seem to accurately describe the times in which we live. He said, these are the times that try men's souls. And they most certainly do. Although he was speaking from a different time period about a different time period, his words seem to resonate with us even in the days and times in which we live.
Today we celebrate with radio host Michael Nimmons and the entire Thinking Out Loud radio show family on 7 years of bringing you the best minds that deliver their best thoughts exclusively on the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We're glad to be back, guys, and we are calling this week's episode Behind the Camera with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chien. Guys, I can't wait to jump into this interview and share it with you in just a little bit. This young man is doing some tremendous things, some phenomenal things in the Christian filmmaker genre. He is someone that I ran across on social media, new movie that is coming out on Tubi, and we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But again, I'm excited to be sharing this interview with you and excited to be back and excited to have you back with us on this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. In addition to our interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chien, we've got a powerful, powerful thought of the week. We went into our ministry archives and we are sharing with you an excerpt of the message that inspired our first book entitled Who Told You That You Were Naked? And let me tell you guys, if you haven't heard this before, you are in for a treat, because this message really speaks to the identity crisis that many of us are dealing with and have dealt with ever since the Garden of Eden. We share and talk about that problem and how we can be redeemed of that problem in this episode's Thought of the Week. Guys, I can't wait to share with you at the end of this week's show. But before we jump into my interview with Michael Cleos Chien, guys, I just want to let you know what we got coming up right here on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We've got two special guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. In addition to my interview with Michael Cleos Chien on next Saturday, November the 18th, we got my good friend who's been on the show five times, award-winning Christian hip-hop and spoken word artist Ty Scott King. She is our very special guest on next week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Very good friend of ours. We're going to be talking about her latest album that dropped back in May of this year, In All Things, a full-length spoken word album that was just recently given Grammy consideration, guys. Very excited for her. She did not get the Grammy nomination, but she is still a winner in our book. We're going to be talking more about the Grammy consideration as well as her album, In All Things, plus sharing with you some music from that album in next week's episode. And then if you think, I'm telling you, it just keeps getting better and better. Our Thanksgiving show coming up Saturday, November the 25th, Thanksgiving weekend. We're talking to actor, humanitarian, author, scholar, and now U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper is our special guest on our Thanksgiving edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Guys, remember, November the 25th is a show you do not want to miss. Hill Harper is running for the Honorable Debbie Stabenow's seat in the state of Michigan who is retiring. He is going to be running in the 2024 primary and general election on next year. We're going to be talking to him and sharing with you about his candidacy on Thanksgiving weekend, November the 25th. You do not want to miss this show and the next two shows, let me tell you, coming up on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And we're continuing to pray for the situation that's taking place in Gaza City between the Israeli and Palestinian people. It is just a very tragic state of affairs that's happening there in Gaza City. You know, as we said in our last podcast episode entitled Peace, which is available everywhere you listen to your podcast, we believe that God loves everybody. He doesn't take sides. But he loves every ethnicity because, as Dr. Cornell West said, and we posted on our TikTok as well as our Instagram reels, that we all were created in the image of God. And because we all are humans, we all are made in his image and his likeness. He is on everyone's side. He is he does not take side. He loves everybody. And that is the approach that we're taking. In this situation, we understand this is a very sensitive issue, and we are praying for those that have lost loved ones in Gaza in the midst of this conflict there. And we're also praying for a solution. We know God is the only one that can intervene in this situation, and we believe he's able, we believe he can, and he certainly will. We just, again, praying for the families of everyone that's involved in the situation and the leaders that whose shoulders that this tremendous conflict is rested on, that they will make the decisions in the best interest, not of themselves, but of all of those who are involved, every family, every household, every child, every hostage there that's been kidnapped, that has been taken under siege. We are interceding for them in this situation, believing that God has the last say. So guys, needless to say, we have got a great couple more weeks left here in November, and it's going to get better and better and better. So if you haven't subscribed to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, ask yourself, what are you doing? What are you waiting on? We are everywhere. Literally, we are on Pandora. We are everywhere, guys. So be sure to check us out. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to the podcast right now. That way you won't miss any of our guests coming up. And of course, you can listen to our over 300 episodes of the Thinking Out Loud radio show in our archives. 7 years of interviews, seven years of topics that we've discussed. And it just keeps getting better and better. And we appreciate and we thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Well, guys, we're getting ready to take our first break. When we come back, we're sharing with you our interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin on the Behind the Camera edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to radio host Michael Nemens on 7 years, 300 episodes, and over 40,000 streams and downloads of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Now available on Pandora Music app. Subscribe today.
Coming this Thanksgiving weekend. November 25th, radio host Michael Nemens sits down with an exclusive interview.
You have an impressive resume as an actor, a philanthropist, humanitarian.
Will U.S. Senate candidate Keo Harper.
I want to know, and I'm sure many people want to know this, what made you decide to jump into what we're considering this dirty world of politics?
Our democracy is broken. It's hanging on by a thread. And beyond that, and worse still, is that even in the way it is right now, broken as it is, there is extreme lack of representation of the people.
Saturday, November 25th, is a show you don't want to miss. We bring you the best minds who deliver their best thoughts only on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Have spoken. From Minneapolis, Minnesota to London, England, from New Zealand to New York City. Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe are the sentiment of people around the world. Dr. King was right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We must do everything we can to continue to march, protest, and rally for justice. Let us march on until victory is won. An important message from the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
All right, everybody, we are back on another great edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Of course, I'm your radio host, Michael Nemens, and I can't wait to jump into this interview. We have an extraordinary guest with us done a lot of great things, and I just can't wait to jump into this interview. But before we do, I want to give him a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a Christian filmmaker. That's right, guys. And he doesn't just make cheesy church films. He makes authentic films that not only the church relates to, but also the secular world can relate to as well, receiving the universal message of love. He has three movies on Tubi. One is a Christian superhero movie called The Keys of the Kingdom. And his other two movies are The Wages of Sin and A Mother's Daughter film. And his wife, Desiree, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Desiree Chin, also has a book. And it's called Almost Not Born, available on Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a warm Thinking Out Loud radio show welcome to new friend of the show and Christian filmmaker, Mr. Michael Cleos Chin. Welcome to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, Michael.
How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. I was introduced to Michael on TikTok. Everybody knows I love going on social media and meeting new people. It's a great way to, you know, promote the podcast, but also to be able to network and introduce myself to other individuals as well, and vice versa. And I saw a TikTok of his and was really impressed. And the fact that he's a Christian filmmaker really caught my attention, not to mention the fact that I'm also friends with his mother as well. But I wanted Michael to first start off telling us a little bit about himself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 24-year-old Christian filmmaker, like you said. Have a wife. Her and I, we co-authored Almost Not Born book. Got three movies out on Tubi, as you read, you know. Grew up in the church, so that's where, you know, my love for making sure to preach the gospel through my films, because, you know, growing up in the church and, you know, reading the word for myself, I realized how important it was to use your gift for Jesus, because that's the only thing that's going to last. The only thing that you do for Christ is going to last. So that's where I am in my journey, you know, using my gift for him and watching him do things that I never thought could happen. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, you said something that really caught my attention. You said that you use your movies to preach the gospel message. And, you know, there is a misnomer out there, or even a misconception out there about
ministry that is everything that takes place in, or ministry happens behind the pulpit. You have to be in the microphone in order to be a preacher or a minister. But it sounds to me like you understand that to be even bigger than the actual four walls of the church, that you can minister beyond those four walls. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's actually where it should be, because that's where the souls are. You know, everyone in church is already saved. So it's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you preaching, you know, you amen and everybody agrees, but to take it further to those that don't believe, that's the true test right there.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Guys, I know you're enjoying my interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin. He's with us on this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And so, you know, I want to, you've introduced yourself, we've shared your bio, but I want to actually delve into Christian filmmaking. First of all, what inspired you to go into filmmaking? And then even a better question still is, what inspired you to go into Christian filmmaking?
Yeah, so I went into filmmaking because my love, my talent was acting. And I was like, okay, well, as an actor, I want to be able to always have work and stuff like that. So I can write my own stuff and act in it when I want to. And then I really fell in love with writing the stories and creating different worlds and stuff. So I'm like, that's perfect, you know? So that's what got me into filmmaking, was my love for acting. And then, like I said, for Christian, doing it for Christ is because that's the only thing, only thing that you do for Christ will last in eternity. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's interesting that you chose Christian filmmaking as opposed to, you know, using your talents for Hollywood, so to speak, because, you know, that's generally what people typically do. When they are talented, when they're gifted, they're not thinking about giving their gift back to God. They're trying to find a way to make money off of it. They're trying to find ways to get more followers, get more clicks. But it sounds to me like you are using your gift for an even greater purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Jesus said that a person can only serve God or mammon, which is money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a person's motivation is either going to be motivated by God or motivated by money. So as you seek first the kingdom of God and be in right standing with him, all the things that people are chasing for will be added unto you. And I'm definitely a witness of that.
And that's a great way to look at it, because when you go about it his way, when you go about it God's way, everything that, you know, everyone else is searching for or looking for and pursuing, you know, directly, God gives you indirectly, because you're pursuing him first. You're putting him first and not those things that everybody else is trying to pursue. And when you make him the priority, then he makes everything you touch a priority for him as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, so tell us, Michael, what was your first film? Was it any of the three that we are talking about now, or was this, because you know, I'm assuming that your first film was not, you know, the film that made it to Tubi, but right. This was a, you know, this was a film that you're really just trying to, you know, test your chops, see if you really had what it takes to get it to that point. So tell us about that first film.
So actually my first feature film is The Wages of Sin, which is on Tubi. Oh. However, before that, I did like you said, just novicely grabbed the camera, grabbed some of my friends and did a web series and things like that.
Okay.
You know, like testing my chops and things like that. And then when I was like, okay, well, I wrote a script and I'm like, okay, well, I want to shoot this as a feature film. I went and did that. And like I said, the Lord blew my mind. But yeah, I was definitely testing my chops first, you know, with local friends. I mean, it was just so novice. It's hilarious looking back at it. And I'm sure my work now, I'm going to laugh at. Not laugh at, but just
look back on it, you know, because progress is inevitable. You know, I have to say that even as a podcaster doing this for 7 years, I periodically go back and listen to, you know, my first podcast, for example, back in 2017. And I go, wow, you know, because you can see how you evolved and you can see how you've changed and the quality has improved, because that is something that happened, that does happen over time. So, yes, I'm sure you probably see that in the work that you're doing as a Christian filmmaker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, guys, I know you are enjoying my interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin. He's with us on this week's Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast. So, guys, we're getting ready to jump into a break. When we come back, we're jumping right back into my interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin. Don't go anywhere. You tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
You are listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast with host Michael Nimmons.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Actor, humanitarian, and U.S. Senate candidate. Heal Harper.
Ask about right now and why now. Our democracy is broken. It's hanging on by a thread. And beyond that, and worse still, is that even in the way it is right now, broken as it is, there is extreme lack of representation of the people. Who is fighting for the everyday person? Folks don't know how they're going to pay their bills. People look around and they're like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't get it. And so I can't stand on the sidelines and see that happen. I have a 7-year-old son. And if we don't do something dramatic and drastic right now to change that, I don't know what kind of future he's going to have.
We bring you the best minds who deliver their best thoughts only on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we are back, and I know you're enjoying my interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin. He is our special guest on this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. And of course, in our first segment, we were chopping it up, talking about his life, talking about what inspired him to get into not just filmmaking, but Christian filmmaking. And I really can hear in his interview his passion for what he's doing. He's not just doing this to make a dollar. He's not just doing this to get his name out there, but he's really doing this for a greater and much larger purpose, and that is absolutely tremendous. So in this segment, Michael, I want you to tell us about your first two films. You have a Christian superhero film called The Keys to the Kingdom,
and of then the, kingdom.
The Keys of the Kingdom. I'm sorry, The Keys of the Kingdom, and then the other film is The Wages of Sin. So tell us about both of those films.
Mm-hmm. Right. So The Keys of the Kingdom, the log line goes as follows. As Satan plots to destroy the world, an archangel arrives to awaken an army of souls in hope of defeating the demon once and for all. Christian superhero movie. I touch on topics that, you know, the New Agers, the spiritual community, that they talk about and things like that. And I'm showing them how this is what scripture says and how Satan is just using scripture but leaving Jesus out of it. And that's where you all are getting the theology for the New Age and things like in spiritual community. What I'm telling y'all is I'm showing y'all what the scriptures say about it, and I'm playing it out for you all. So it's real interesting. It's going to get interesting more and more as I keep going down that Christian superhero journey. And the reason is because, you know, I hear a lot of Christians talk about, certain superhero movies are demonic and this and that. And so I say, okay, well, let me give y'all a Christian superhero movie. It's really cool. So that's The Keys of the Kingdom. The Wages of Sin is a Christian drama. And the log line goes as follows. A respected pastor betrays his family, congregation, and community when temptation leads him to commit an unthinkable sin that lands him in prison. And that, like I said, that was my first feature film. I mean, it's out there. You know, that currently has over 1 million views on Tubi right now. And so, I mean, I've gotten plenty of messages of people talking about giving their life to Christ and watching that and just their friends giving their life to Christ. So the Lord is just really blessing. The Lord is really blessing.
You said over 1 million views?
Over 1 million views.
Get out of here. That is something else. Wow. The Wages of Sin. I got to check that out. I definitely got to check that out. And so let me just ask, the TikTok that I saw on recently, was that TikTok about The Wages of Sin or was it about your newest film?
Which TikTok did you see?
So the way it sounds, the your answer to the question or your description of The Wages of Sin leads me to believe that TikTok was about that, because you said something about there's a twist at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That you're not going to believe. You said something unthinkable. And so I asked that because that was really what drew me into, finding more about you and about this movie. So The Wages of Sin is the TikTok that I saw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. And then just to add, A Mother's Daughter, that movie that's also out on Tubi, that log line goes as follows. A naive young lady finds herself in a world of trouble when falling for the wrong guy turns her life into complete, utter chaos. So for your listeners, you got three movies that are free to stream on Tubi right now. So I would definitely appreciate it. You go check it out and reach out to me. Let me know what you thought about it.
Absolutely, guys. Wow. I'm telling you this. That, you know, if you're looking for some good movies to watch, and of course, Tubi is a free app. You can download it. You can watch it on your smartphone, smart TV, tablet, you know, and then by doing so, you can also support our Christian filmmaker, Michael Cleos Chin. I know you guys, again, are enjoying my interview with this talented Christian filmmaker, Michael Cleos Chin. You know, you say in your bio that you're not just you. What separates you from other Christian filmmakers is that you make authentic films that not only the church can relate to, but even the secular world can relate to. Can you expound on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not scared to touch on topics. I'm not scared to, you know, I don't do any cursing. I don't do any nudity. I still take the plot up though. Like I drive that plot up, you know what I'm saying? Because it's real, it's raw, it's authentic. It's what the secular people love to watch in films, mm-hmm. but also the church folks love to watch it. They just don't, they ain't telling nobody they watch it. You know, what I'm saying? So I'll give you that. I'm just not going to put no cursing, no nudity in it. So, you know, but yeah, I touch on topics that, you know, I feel like, you know, would be too, you know, kind of people would be too scared to touch on.
Okay. What give us some examples. What topics do you address that might seem taboo to some Christians?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, with the spirit, you know, the for instance, in the Keys of the Kingdom, the Christian superhero, I talk about what the third eye is. I talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like I go, but Jesus says, if thine eye be single, then the whole body shall be filled with light. But if thy eye is evil, you know what I'm saying? If the eye is filled with darkness, then the whole body shall be filled with darkness. So the whole thing is, it's like, it's an organ in your brain, right? However, it's not something, you're not supposed to force it open. You're not supposed to do rituals and practices to do it, because then you're operating in witchcraft. The closer you get to the Holy Spirit, you'll just naturally see the things of God. You'll naturally have visions and prophet. You know, the God will be able to speak to you through your mind, your mind's eye. You know what I'm saying? But not for you to try to force it open and try to do it, because that's when it becomes demonic. So I talk about, I break stuff down so that Christians are now equipped to witness to the spiritual community or witness to these, you know, people that, well, what about this? And now a lot of Christians are stuck because they don't know what answers to give or how, because they don't know what's, a lot don't really know what's in their word. So
absolutely.
I'm going to dive in. You know what
dive
I'm saying?
Right in. Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So going back to what you said in the first segment, you are preaching, you're preaching a sermon in your movies. And it's, again, a great way, a great ministry tool, particularly for those who might be struggling in their word, might be confused about things. And, you know, it's just another way to open up your understanding to God's word. Again, I know you're enjoying my interview with this talented Christian filmmaker, Michael Cleos Chin. You know, I was thinking about what you said in your bio and about what separates you from other Christian filmmakers. But I want to find out, you know, is there a negative stereotype that you are addressing in your approach to Christian filmmaking? You know, because you say you don't make cheesy films, cheesy Christian films, but you make authentic Christian films that not only the church can relate to, but even the world can relate to as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that right there, that's the stereotype. The stereotype is all, it's a Christian.
It's a Christian movie.
Easy, you know. People will look at my stuff, like I said, because my films are trending on Tubi, people will look at it not even knowing it's a Christian film, you know, because the plot is there, everything is there. And next thing you know, you get hit with the word of God. And it's like, oh, wow, this is, you know what I'm saying? So powerful. It's powerful because people are looking for the kingdom. People are looking for Jesus and his kingdom, but they just don't know what it's called. You know what I'm saying? They don't, right. They know their soul, their spirit longs for it, but they just don't know what it's called to find, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's more important to go out of the church, you know, and really reach those souls.
Right, right. Wow, that's awesome. Guys, I know you're enjoying my interview with this talented Christian filmmaker, Michael Cleos Chin. Guys, we're getting ready to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to give you our conclusion of our great interview with, again, my good friend, Michael Cleos Chin, Christian filmmaker. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Stephanie D. Sanders, award-winning singer, songwriter, author, voiceover artist, and more. Heard on shows like the Tom Joyner Morning Show and the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Book Stephanie D. Sanders to voice over your podcast or radio intros or commercials. Do yourself a favor and visit stephaniedsanders.com and upgrade your podcast or radio show by booking Stephanie D. Sanders. You'll definitely be glad that you did.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we are back, and I hope you are enjoying. In fact, I know you're enjoying my interview with Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin. He is our special guest on this week's Thinking Out Loud radio show podcast. And as you know, if you've been listening, you have been in, you know, learning more about this Christian filmmaker and what he has been up to, what he has been doing. He's on Tubi, lighting it up, guys. You know, some of his movies have hit over 1 million views, believe it or not. So this is an amazing filmmaker, and we're just so very happy to have him on this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. So tell us, Michael, you have a new film out called A Mother's Daughter. Tell us, our listeners, about this movie that's now available on Tubi.
Okay, yeah, again, the log line is, a naive young lady finds herself in a world of trouble when falling for the wrong guy turns her life into complete and utter chaos. That's A Mother's Daughter. Now, the writer and executive producer, her name is Roxanne Reed, right? She came to me, she's a playwright. She wanted to turn this play, it was a play originally, into a film. So, you know, I kind of helped her story-wise, and I directed it, I co-executive produced it, and we brought her play, turned into a movie, we brought it to life. And it's amazing. She loved it. We had a big premiere and everything. And that thing is trending. Oh man, it's doing very well on Tubi. And so, yeah, that story, you know, a lot of people tell me that they really enjoy it. So definitely your listeners got to watch it and just, you know, let me know. And you all can find me at I Am Kleos, IamKleos. IamKleos. That's YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Michael Kleos Chen. So yeah, I definitely look forward to hearing what you all have to say about A Mother's Daughter, The Wages of Sin, and The Keys of the Kingdom.
All right. Sounds good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's not just a Christian filmmaker, but he is also an author as well. According to his bio, him and his spouse, Desiree, they co-wrote a book entitled Almost Not Born. I want you to tell our listeners about this book that's available on Amazon.
Yeah. So Almost Not Born, it follows the story of a young lady named Destiny who, like the title, was almost not born. Her mother, while she was in the womb, her mother went to, you know, get an abortion, but couldn't, you know, because it was too soon. And so fast forward, as we see her life through the story, we see why the enemy did not want her to be born. So it really talks about, you know, the trauma of the mind. There's a lot of trauma attached to that type of stuff, especially in babies. You know, we talk about the trauma of overcoming trauma and how Satan doesn't have power over you. The only power he has is the power that he gets you to use against yourself. Mm-hmm. You have the power, the works that work within you. You know what I'm saying?
That's so it.
If great works work within you, bad works also work with it. It's the opposite. So Satan knows that he can play on your fear and he can get you to use your power against yourself by messing with your mind.
Exactly.
So that's what that book talks about, just healing and, you know, healing trauma, you know?
Wow. I mean, that's amazing because, you know, I've ministered sermons dealing with that very thing, and that, you know, you become an accessory to your own demise because mm-hmm. it's not the power that he has over you. It's the power that you give him. Mm-hmm. And then he uses the fear of what you think he can do against you, when in fact you've given him the power over you. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's amazing. And I also like how you named the main character Destiny, because, mm-hmm. You know, it plays right into the title Almost Not Born. You know, oh, wow, that's an interesting book. I might have to check that out myself. Wow.
Please.
what's interesting is your story seemed to be very rich and thought provoking. And that's what I like, you know, and not just because it's a Christian film, but writing, I think, is very important in filmmaking, period. When you're doing a TV show or you're doing a film, it's important that the writing makes sense, because that's what draws the people into your story, you know, not just the special effects and the actors and whatnot. That's great as well, but the story has to be there. And it sounds to me like you spent a lot of time developing that story for each of your films.
Absolutely. And it just downloads from the Holy Spirit. So, you know, it's been developed in heaven. I'm just bringing it to earth.
All right. Well, guys, I know you have been enjoying my interview with filmmaker, Christian filmmaker, Michael Cleos Chin. As we get ready to wrap up this interview with this talented young filmmaker, I want to know from you what projects that you have coming up, you know, that our listeners can expect from Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chin for 2024 and beyond.
So I am working on three major films, like, you know, like with my original films, you know, it was my low budget, you know, my budget type stuff. You know what I'm saying? I say low budget compared to what I'm getting ready to unleash now.
Oh, wow.
Let your listeners follow me at I am Cleos, IAMKLEOS, so they can stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, guys, you heard it here first. I'm following Michael Cleos Chin on Instagram and TikTok. So, you know, I really highly recommend you do so as well. And be sure to check out all of his movies on Tubi. Again, it's a free app you can download and enjoy it with your family. Christian films, you know, are great films with great storylines. And of course, they have an even greater message embedded into it as well. So, again, Michael, we thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. He has another interview coming up just after this one. But we thank you so much for carving out time to be with us on the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. It really is. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. And we wish you nothing but success in all that you do. And we hope we can have you back on to talk more about what you're doing as a Christian filmmaker.
Absolutely. I look forward to that.
All right, man. May God continue to bless you. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Coming this Thanksgiving weekend. November 25th, radio host Michael Nimmons sits down with an exclusive interview.
You have an impressive resume as an actor, a philanthropist, humanitarian.
With U.S. Senate candidate, Keo Harper.
I want to know, and I'm sure many people want to know this, what made you decide to jump into what we're considering this dirty world of politics?
Our democracy is broken. It's hanging on by a thread. And beyond that, and worse still, is that even in the way it is right now, broken as it is, there is extreme lack of representation of the people.
Saturday, November 25th, is a show you don't want to miss. We bring you the best minds who deliver their best thoughts only on the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Congratulations to radio host Michael Nimmons on 7 years, 300 episodes, and over 40,000 streams and downloads of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Now available on Pandora Music app. Subscribe today.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked. It's time for the Thinking Out Loud radio show, Thought of the Week.
As I said earlier in the show, guys, we went into our ministry archives and we wanted to share with you a powerful excerpt from the message that inspired our first book entitled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? This is a message you will not forget. Take a listen.
Even though this question was directed toward the first Adam, it is a question that has echoed throughout the depths of eternity. Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were insufficient? Who told you that you were a loser? Who told you that you were a failure? Who told you that you were deficient? Who told you that you were nothing? Who told you that you were worthless? Who told you that you had no value? Who told you that you
get you to believe that there is no hope and life is hopeless? And what's even worse, people of God, is that the devil's lies to us, many of us are starting to believe what the devil is telling us. We breathe life into the devil's lies by believing them, and not only believing in them but adopting them as a part of our identity, confessing defeat when you are born a winner, professing failure when you're more than a conqueror, living like a victim when you are already victorious. People of God, you see, this is collateral damage of the lies that the enemy is constantly telling us, and we cultivate the lies by turning them into alternative lifestyles. God called us beautiful. God called us best. God called us good. God called us bountiful. God called us well favored. God called us gracious. And here the devil is coming and telling Adam and Eve that they were not, but God said that they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the devil got them to believe that they were incomplete and that God was holding something back from them. That God was hiding something from them. That God was not being completely honest with them. So God asking Adam this question, he was essentially asking Adam, who else are you listening to? Who else has your ear? Who else loves you more than me? Hallelujah. God asking Adam, who told you that you were naked? He was essentially asking Adam, who else are you being influenced by? Because everything I told you about yourself is that you are well favored. Everything I told you about yourself, I'm here to build you up. Everything I told you about yourself, I came to give you power. But somewhere along the line, you've got the attention of somebody else, and they've got your ear, and they are speaking death into your life. Hallelujah. So my question to you, people of God, is who else are you listening to? Who else is speaking into your life? If you feel defeated, you need to look around you and look in your company, look in your inner circle, and if the people around you are not building you up, then they must be tearing you down. If the people close to you are not on your side, then you need to get on God's side. Do I have a witness in this place? You see, there is no way that we can truly know who we are until we truly know who God is. Mankind has no identity outside of Jesus Christ. Paul said, it's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. And it's in him that we have our being. You see, we ultimately have no identity outside of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this could be no more evident in the Garden of Eden, where Adam is now hiding from the God that created him, as if he doesn't even know him. And this is so because the further away from God you are, the less you know about yourself. The further away Adam was from God, the less he knew about himself. himself. The further away from God that we are, the more confused we are about our identity. The further away we are from God, the more confused we are about our sexuality. The more confused we are about our sexual orientation, the further away from God that we are, the more confused we are about our purpose. The further away from God that we are, the more confused we are about our destiny. The further away from God that we are, the easier it is for the devil to convince us that we're something that we're not. You see, your proximity to God ultimately determines not only how much you know about him, but how well you know yourself. I say all the time that the word of God is not just the autobiography of Jesus Christ, or rather the biography of Jesus Christ, but it is the autobiography of you and I. You can't look in Jet magazine to find out who you are. You can't look at Alex Haley's roots to find out who you are. But I dare somebody to crack open the word of God, and you'll find out who you are. You'll find out that you are a chosen generation. You'll find out that you're a royal priesthood. You'll find out that you're a holy nation. Is there anybody like that in the building? Give God a praise in this place. Hallelujah. The devil made the tree the object of their affection because he said God was essentially keeping this from you because he didn't want you to be like him. But Adam and Eve, being close enough to God, at that moment they would have remembered we were already like God, because in order for God to create them, he had to look at himself. Do I have a witness in here? In order for God to create man, he had to look at himself. The Bible says we were made in his likeness, and we were made in his image. And so they had that moment of amnesia that cost them the rest of their life. Hallelujah. So I just dropped by to let somebody in here know you can't afford to lose your mind. You can't afford to have a bout with amnesia. Hallelujah. Because you can make a mess you up for the rest of your life. Do I have a witness in this place? Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We weren't just anybody when God created us. We were already somebody when God created us, because we were made in his likeness and in his image. But the devil convinced Adam and Eve that there was something missing, that there was something that God was holding from them, that God left something out of the recipe, that God forgot something, that God was holding something from them. And that's what the devil wants to do to you. He wants you to think, hallelujah, that God is making things up as he goes. He wants you to think that God doesn't have a plan for your life. He wants you to think, hallelujah, that God is playing Russian roulette with your life. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, I'm reminded of what the prophet Jeremiah said. Hallelujah. In the first chapter of Jeremiah, God spoke to him and said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee. Oh, baby, before you were even a twinkle in your mother's eye, God knew who you were going to be. So you're not here by accident. You're not here by happenstance. You're not here by coincidence. But look at that neighbor and tell him, neighbor, I'm here on purpose.
Enjoyed that excerpt.
excerpt from the message that inspired our first book, Who Told You That You Were Naked? I told you that this is a message that you will not forget. And let me tell you guys, you need to purchase our book, Who Told You That You Were Naked? It's available in ebook form and hard copy form on Amazon for the low, low price of $15. Check it out, guys, and I guarantee it's going to bless you. I'm going to give a special shout out to my good friend and Christian filmmaker Michael Cleos Chan for being with us on this week's Behind the Camera edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Guys, be sure to check out all of his films on Tubi. I'm telling you, he is doing some big things. And of course, he already shared with us that he's got some more feature-length films that are coming up in 2024. So stay tuned for that. We plan to have him back to share more about what he is doing in Christian filmmaking. Again, shouts out to Michael Cleos Chan for being with us on this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And remember, guys, our next week's guest is Ty Scott King, award-winning Christian hip-hop and spoken word artist. We're talking about her latest album, In All Things, full-length spoken word album that recently received Grammy consideration. Guys, we're so excited to be talking with her in next week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And then on November the 25th, our Thanksgiving edition, we're sharing with you an interview we recently had with actor, humanitarian, author, and U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper. He is our guest on the Thanksgiving edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We're so very happy and honored to be talking with him, sharing with you more about his campaign to replace the Honorable Debbie Stabenow as she retires from the Senate in just a little bit. So guys, we've got a great slate of shows coming up. Be sure to subscribe and share the Thinking Out Loud radio show with all of your family, your friends, your coworkers, your relatives, whoever you might think would benefit from being a part of this show. We thank you again for tuning in this week, and we hope you continue to listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Remember to follow us on all of our social media, TOL Radio Host MSN or the TOL Radio Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at Thinking Out Loud HQ, our Facebook.com, Facebook family, Facebook.com/ Thinking Out Loud HQ, or our YouTube channel at YouTube.com/ Thinking Out Loud TV. Guys, be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. We've got some great things in store. So be sure to be following us on social media and continue listening to the podcast. Well, guys, you're getting ready to get out of here, but always remember, if you think it, you can believe it. If you can believe it, you can see it. If you can see it, you can be it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Thank you for listening.
This week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Want to be a guest on the show or partner with the show? Send us an email at contact@michaelnemons.com. Tune in each week for a new episode of Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.